71, 1260 WRC. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And joining me on this Friday afternoon is Tammy Bruce, radio talk show host, New York Times bestselling author, Fox News contributor, and Washington Times columnist. Hello, Tammy.
Hey, Andy, it sounds like I'm busy, which is always a good thing.
Yeah,
right?
You know, in fact, I was going to add a few more things to it, but I was running short on time. Anyway, I saw your column, Barack Obama is the Mrs. Fletcher of politics, and I sort of ascertained that he's the love child of Jessica Fletcher on Murder, She Wrote.
You know, I was thinking, Andy, and looking at all the troubles we have, and, you know, we have one of two choices. We can get depressed, or we can look at perhaps some of the reality of what we're dealing with and laugh a little bit. The fact is, there is nothing, with the news of this last week, there truly is nothing that Barack Obama can point to or that we can point to that his administration has done right. And I began to wonder, what does that mean? And it made me reflect on the Mrs. Fletcher character of Murder, She Wrote, where wherever she went, somebody died.
Yeah.
That, you know, you didn't go, I had no idea why each week people would still invite her to dinner, because you knew something bad was going to happen.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, we've got a president who's very similar. And I point to primarily two elements that we've learned about this week, our ranking with the Reporters Without Borders, the World Press Freedom Ranking. We are like number 46.
Wow.
So the nation that established the First Amendment when it comes to a free people in the history of mankind, we are now somewhere between, I think, Romania and Estonia when it comes to it's bad news. And then we've dropped out of the top 10 when it comes to economic freedom, according to the Heritage Foundation. So, look, these are things that are bad news. They're not irreversible, to say the least, and it's a reminder to the American people that there are real-life, big international consequences, Benghazi, the IRS, but these things as well that speak to constitutional rights and to our constitutional well-being.
Mm-hmm. You're particularly harsh on Obama's foreign policy attempts. I haven't seen one that's worked yet. I think he's screwed up Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Egypt. He set relations with Israel back about 50 years. Other than that, it's been just another day at the office, you know?
Yeah, and I'm worried because he's set to go to Asia in April.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got, I'm just kind of now shivering here, worrying about that. But we know that Japan and China have been having some issues because of China's overreach in the region there. And really, he's set to visit Japan. And I know that that's like not only inviting Jessica Fletcher over for dinner, but then asking her to stay the night. And so we all better watch the news and pray for that entire region. But truly, you know, Andy, there isn't. I was thinking internationally, you know, of course the killing of bin Laden is good news, but that was in the works for a decade. And Obama actually tried to stop that three times and delayed it for months. So it was despite Barack Obama that our SEAL team was so great, and thank goodness for our military that we actually got that done.
Yeah. You know, I laughed out loud when I read your line about the Nobel Peace Prize. He got it for waking up one morning.
Yeah, and you know, it was too early for us to know with the danger that portended. But, you know, we now see, we first just thought it was ridiculous. But now, you know, the poor Nobel people, it could collapse the entire Nobel system. We don't know yet. But it really is, it's funny, and yet I think that it allows people to see that all of this lauding of Obama is not only inappropriate, it's silly. And, you know, the World Press Freedom Ranking crash, we have to take that in a way with a grain of salt, because I think while they've been facilitating and have thrown their lot, the mainstream media, in with Obama, the press has to look at the nature of what he's done to them and what their acquiescence has done to their own freedom. And it's the same for the American voter. I mean, there's nothing to gain with an acquiescence to a certain kind of tyranny when not asking questions, Andy, and this is our job a great deal of the time, is to ask why and to ask questions. When you stop asking questions, you let bad guys get away with a lot of stuff.
Yeah. You know, you just reminded me of that interview that Bill O'Reilly conducted with Obama during the Super Bowl presentation. And, you know, he went after Obama on the issues, and instead of being, you know, lauded for his efforts, the guy was roundly, you know, criticized and condemned, primarily from the left, but even some on the right.
Yeah, and, you know, I appreciated that interview, and yet there was also some weaknesses to that.
Yeah.
And that would include when they talked about the IRS and Obama said there wasn't a smidgen of corruption. Well, the next natural thing to note was, well, then why did the woman heading up that area, Lois Lerner, take the Fifth Amendment?
Yeah.
If there's no corruption, why was the head of the IRS fired? Why did Lois Lerner retire? But more than any of those things, why did your head of handling this dynamic in front of Congress feel the need to take the Fifth Amendment if there is no corruption, Mr. President?
Yeah.
Now, but see, that probably would have really have made Obama incredibly uncomfortable, and I think that O'Reilly's laudable goal was to make sure that at least Obama felt inclined to answer certain questions to see if we could get anywhere on these issues.
All right, I vote for you interviewing him next time, all right?
Well, but see, that's it. The problem is, of course, Andy, people like us will never get our paws on him because
I know.
He knows that we're going to do that. And I think that this is something the media has to deal with, is at least ask questions like O'Reilly did. But they're not even thinking about how to do it. John Carl's been doing a pretty good job at ABC, of course.
Yeah.
And when it comes to newspapers, we can say, obviously, the Washington Times and Investor's Business Daily are the ones I think that most people can turn to for good stuff.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned Jonathan Carl, and I just played a soundbite in the last segment of Carl going after Jay Carney yesterday on the whole Syria thing. And, you know, it was hilarious watching Carney try to dance after Jonathan Carl said, you know, you have to admit this whole Syrian policy thing has been, you know, just an absolute disaster. And Carney really couldn't come up with a good answer for him because he knows it's true.
Yeah. And yet, what's funny is he also gets confused, and I call him Jay Smarmy. I'm not quite sure why.
Yeah, I know.
Smarmy gets confused because this questioning by people like Carl is relatively new. It certainly was not through the first administration. And for people that support Obama, for the liberals out there and those who think that there's some benefit to this leftist agenda, you know, they've really done themselves a disservice by not preparing people like Carney or Obama himself to become better people by having to answer questions. I mean, they've gotten away with not having to deal with confrontation, and as a result, they don't anticipate it, they don't ask questions themselves, and they don't know how to explain, if there is an explanation, what it is they're doing. So for everybody who thinks, you know, handling their guy with kid gloves or their gal is going to be a helpful thing, I think that is in large part what has helped collapse the Obama agenda.
Mm-hmm. Folks, if you haven't read it, you'll want to check it out. Barack Obama is the Mrs. Fletcher of Politics. It's by Tammy Bruce, and it's in today's Washington Times.
Yeah, don't invite him to dinner.
That's
don't
for
do
sure.
It.
All right, Tammy, have a great week. We'll talk next
Thanks,
time.
Thanks, Andy.
See
you too.
Bye-bye. Tammy Bruce. It is 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Coming up, the Golden Hammer Award of the Week, presented by the Washington Times for government fraud, waste, and abuse. Philip Schwartz will be along with that. And political editor Stephen Dinan still to come right here.